107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Second Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantio. It took just one day to get a jury for Hunter Biden's federal trial in Wilmington, Delaware.
Really thank Miss Frank. She spends so much extra time. It's like she sees a diamond underneath. And she's polishing your tail. You shine.
So much going for you,
right? But I know it's every routine. It's hard to see past Friday night. Tonight's the bonfire rally. But you're still
the Israeli military announced four hostages taken during the Hamas sneak attack October 7th are dead. Burbank, Illinois, a Chicago suburb, pleading guilty to using wasp and hornet spray against police officers during the January 6th insurrection attempt. Sentencing December 18th. This is ABC News. Republicans running a House Select Committee on the pandemic beat up on former top government infectious disease Dr. Anthony Fauci.
In a contentious hearing on Capitol Hill, Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke out as he describes death threats against his family.
It is much more troublesome than it was. There's a wife.
I'll see you in the
at
mirror.
This moment, how do you feel?
Terrible.
During the nearly four-hour hearing, Fauci defended his record as the face of the nation's
every
pandemic response, facing hostile questions over policies like social distancing
so
and masks.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. They want Alex Jones out of business. Relative to the victims of the Newtown, Connecticut school massacre, when a bankruptcy judge Houston to liquidate the internet blowhard media companies, including InfoWars, satisfy $1.5 billion judgment, calling the massacre a hoax instead of allowing him to reorganize. I'm Richard Cantor, ABC News.
Talking about two ways if to save at the grocery store. Tip number one, don't shop when you're hungry. A USC study recently found that hungry shoppers spent 60% more and bought more non-food items than less hungry customers. So, if you're about to shop when you're snacky, don't.
There is
pull
a flash
over,
flood watch for Iowa and Sauk counties until 4 a.m. Tuesday. Mainly cloudy and mild during the overnight, low 64.
I know, so basic.
More clouds
but
than sun on
really
Tuesday. It will be warm and humid. Showers and thunderstorms by the afternoon and into the evening.
Purchases.
High 83.
Family,
thunderstorms Tuesday
right
night. Sun could be strong with heavy rain possible. Low 61. A few showers may be left over in the morning on Wednesday. Then mostly sunny and breezy,
text
high 79,
money,
and sunny, breezy, and crisp for Thursday,
time,
high 72.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Tell me how much hurt can a heart take?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Democratic Congressman Glenn Moore tells WISN-TV's Up Front the jury got it right.
When I talked for the verdicts, and I told the jury that I was going to trust the justice system, trust the jury system, and you know, as an American.
Ryan Files says he's disappointed. Meanwhile, Trump's up top junior will campaign for Republican U.S. House candidate Joe Lee in Green Bay on Tuesday night. That's according to a release from Lee's campaign. The former president is endorsing Lee in a three-way Republican primary against Roger Long and Andre Trump. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Packers workouts continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers holding OTA voluntary practices today. Attendance has been more than 95%, including veteran running back Josh Jacobs. Signed in free agency from the Raiders, Jacobs told me he started watching tape on quarterback Jordan Love. The Raiders played the Packers last season.
Baseball, the
Brewers and the Phillies at it again tonight at Citizens Bank Park. Crew losing last night to Philadelphia 2-1. Basketball, the Bucks, Giannis, and Antetokounmpo commits to playing for the Greek men's team. We're finding out. Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Showers and storms around for Tuesday. Gusty south winds in the lower 80s. Right now it's 67.
Oh, I swear somewhere out there.
Everybody be with us next time. Big show. Our friends Trinity Olsen brings Green Gallon along with the Lincoln Project and a surprise guest from MSNBC's Morning Show. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Mayer on air. Gene Matt Mayer, Rick Buck, and Calvin the Peeping Hawk here to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join our conversation at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Lots of stuff coming up on the show today. Kaylin Wee from AmeriCorps Sustainability Wisdom is going to join us at 10:30. They tried a new recycling program in La Crosse in conjunction with the end of college school and trying to help get things into the hands of other people who can use the stuff so it doesn't all end up in a dumpster in a landfill. So we're very excited to talk to her, find out how that worked and what the plans are. At the very end of the show at 11:50, it is Bike Week in Wisconsin. So Jake Newborn, the Assistant Director for the Wisconsin Bike Federation, will be joining us at 11:50 to talk about all the things going on in the States if you are a bicyclist or if you're considering becoming a bicyclist. Also, today is the kickoff of our summer contest. It is our statewide text to win contest, the Scotty Summer. So next hour, we will have a special magical keyword that will tell you right after the 11 o'clock news. And then you have an hour to text in that keyword using the Civic Media app.
Yes, you have to text it from the Civic Media app.
And how would I do that?
First of all, you go to your app store of choice, but App Store, iPhone, Google Play Store, and you can just search Civic Media for our logo, and you can download the free.
I say free
Civic Media app.
Yeah, because you have to use the app if you want to play this contest, and then we got some great prizes. Last year was great. This year is even better. So we have one winner per hour for the Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. One winner per day gets a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. Grand prize, there will be two grand prize winners who get their choice of a unique summer staycation. These are pretty cool. A Fort Atkinson cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat. Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores. Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So that's the grand prize. That's the two grand prize winners will do. Select where they want their summer getaway to be. But we got lots of prizes, lots of chances for you to win. So I hope you will stick around. Download the Civic Media app. And then get ready for the next hour to text in that word. Now our friend and colleague Todd Alba did a test run last week using the word cool boy. Was very successful.
Yes. And he's now been mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll find out.
Oh, hey, fucking hope. Speaking of Todd and I, will have news coming up.
Yeah.
On the road.
Oh, really?
On the road. With Jane and Todd. Exactly. So we'll have news about that, too. Yeah, we can share more by the end of this week. All right, we're going to start off. So many things.
Yeah.
Greg Box, so many things.
So many news.
So much news. Former President Donald Trump yesterday, recorded segment with Fox and Friends, because I don't think they want to take him live anymore.
No, because he talks for like 45 minutes.
Well, and I think he kind of
I work like
wanders
a dog in this hot
factory. But among the many other claims that the former president and now convicted villain Donald Trump said to the Fox Friends was that he never called for Hillary Clinton.
Got some road maps to Mexico.
What?
Brochures and pictures of places. Said that his supporters said that. But he never called for Hillary Clinton. Locked up. And shockingly, Greg Bob, we have found
audio. Yeah. Work on my truck. This one, this audio has, I apologize ahead of time. I know my feet and crystal. Hillary Clinton could not serve. But it's still, Mexico.
Let's play that clip, Kelvin.
But I'm gonna go there.
But now she's got bigger, bro.
If she were to wake up, it would be an unprecedented constitutional risk that would cripple the operations.
So, she couldn't be president if she was convicted of a crime, is what he said.
Correct.
Now,
but then he said he never said that.
He said he never said that.
He said it.
And he also said, lock her up numerous times.
Do you think in his brain he thinks, why didn't say it? My supporter said it.
But there ain't much pain in my old paycheck.
But he never chanted it.
I think he said, fairly certain, Biden needs to be locked up. Bill and Hillary Clinton need to be locked up. They all need to be locked up. Hillary needs to be processed, just, you know.
Well, he should know about due process. He just went through a whole bunch of due process.
First-hand experience with due process.
I mean, some people who support him, the court system is important.
And I shouldn't be amazed anymore by watching so-called reporters just let him spew all these falsehoods without any pushback ever. I mean, Rachel Campos Duffy looked so happy, I thought she was going to sit on the lap.
Dreaming in color, living in
life. She just loves him so much.
They all love him so much.
I thought Fox News was going to start to veer away from him. Felt like that's what they were doing a little while ago. They were being a little more critical of him, not overtly,
overtly, yeah.
But still, like a couple of years ago, they would never say boo about the man. But I thought that they were going to be kind of moving away, and it seems like they're doubling down.
Well, and I also would have thought that they would have changed their business model slightly since they were fined nearly $1 billion. For lying to their audience that the election had been stolen.
$1 billion, that's nothing. That's like a quarter's profit.
So interesting.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. He may finally have lost some support, however.
Okay.
Easy come, easy go.
Kind of interesting. 49% of independents now think Trump should drop out of the race after he was found guilty of falsifying business records in order to cover up the hush money payment because he didn't want that news to get out before the 2016 election. All 34 counts, all unanimous decisions.
I'm sure he'll do that too. I'm sure he'll drop out of the race as a concerned American citizen saying, you know what, guys, you're right. I've been convicted. Nikki, you want to take over?
I'm going to do the right thing.
Yeah, I'm going to do the right thing.
I'm going to do the right thing for the country.
Definitely not put myself in the best interest of me out of everybody, their family, business, train. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's hilarious to even ask that question. It's not a matter. And I told you this past weekend. I saw videos of people on Instagram saying, oh, I'm totally in a vote for him. They referred to him as a felon.
He's a felon.
Yep. He's somehow getting convicted in court. They see it as a beat system.
That's an interesting twist of logic.
The fact that he's a felon, or a sinister rival president, they think he's gaming the system somehow. Yeah, I'm totally in love with her. Okay.
Well, that's like the whole embrace. By some MAGA supporters. About wearing adult diapers.
Yeah, what? Huh?
So, it has long been rumored that Donald Trump wears adult diapers.
Okay.
And at some rallies, there have been pictures of rally goers now wearing diapers on the outside of their clothes. And they write on it, "Real men wear diapers." So I guess we'll embrace anything. They'll embrace anything.
I mean,
sure, why not?
To a certain extent, I support that. And I'll tell you why.
All right.
Because the idea of an adult wearing depends, whatever, that can be...
That's a thing.
That can be a thing where it's like, doesn't make you feel good about yourself and your body. And if the president, or the former president wears them, that's fine. If he needs to, that's what happens as you get older. And if these individuals are wearing them on the outside of their clothes, support him, I'm kind of for that. I'm kind of for that.
Well, I certainly agree with you that there shouldn't be any shame in that.
Never.
Because,
ever.
I mean, we've talked, Dr. Lyerly has mentioned this, Dr. Hanks has mentioned this, that can happen after women have babies.
Yeah.
This becomes a bigger issue. And so, I just think if you're wearing them on the outside of your clothing, I'm not sure you understand the concept of them. So maybe a little too
boring. Yeah. That's a whole bunch of puns right now, but I'm not going to.
You're
going to
hold yourself back.
I'm going to hold it in, and I'm going to be a respectful person. But if you wear adult diapers, do your thing.
Do your thing. Absolutely. Wear them on the inside.
Wear them on the inside, please.
Oh, that's,
yes.
That's kind of a,
dear God Almighty,
an important thing. We just wanted to start off with this again. You could confront him
We've
with
been here since 1949.
Audio of him saying
we are thankful for your loyal
and
support
claim that
and hope you enjoy Country Scott Community.
I love it.
WRCO-FM 100.9.
You said this and blah, blah, blah. He's like, I didn't say that. That's fake. And for some reason, we buy it. We buy it. There are people out there who are like, yeah, totally. It's not real. If he says it's not really canon.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand that. I just, there's nobody that I like enough in my life where if they were confronted with something they said a while ago, they said, I never said that. Like, no, you clearly said that. I love you to death. You're a great person.
However.
But this is clearly proof, and I can't shirk this away. It doesn't make sense. It will never make sense. And I've mentioned it before. In 50 years' time, probably Dan Schaefer will do this. Write a book about MAGA in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, trying to figure out why they just all duped every single time. And not even duped, willing. Now they weren't duped. They're willingly walking into the mess.
You want to trust her.
I don't know. I'm so confused. Still, after all these years.
Still confused. Lesser known Paul Simon song. All right, when we return, Dad versus Dad. This will be interesting. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio.
We're experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest range that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin, where we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure
good
you and your family
leads
are always weather ready.
Health.
I'm meteorologist
Brush twice
Brittany
a day,
Merlo.
Floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist.
News from the center,
at Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule
Media.
Your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator, on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the conversation. You can call, you can text, same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Talking about Donald Trump on Fox and Friends yesterday in a pre-recorded interview. And I also saw a couple commenters say that it was interesting where they made some of the edits.
Hi,
so you kind of have to wonder.
Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation,
he said that he never called for Hillary Clinton to be locked up, which is just baloney.
With coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy called Pathway is guaranteed.
We have some text.
I never
said
that.
Yeah, we have some text from LA Tom. It's freaking Hillary. Joe Biden. He needs a new road show that is
Contact
Donald Trump.
Josh Clary,
you are such a crybaby loser, convicted Donald Trump.
It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 4:30 annual dairy breakfast Sunday through night from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person.
Doesn't matter.
The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, cream cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the Hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School.
If I didn't win the election, the election was
parking
rigged.
Is also available
if
on the
I'm
farm.
Found guilty,
the Richland County
that,
Farm Women hope to serve you
rigged.
Sunday,
yeah.
June 9th,
so,
and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website
and
Facebook.
This goes back
see you
years,
at the Richland
years,
County
years,
Dairy
years,
Breakfast,
years.
June 9th.
He complained about this during the first Iowa caucus when Ted Cruz won Iowa.
Yes.
And he said, the caucus was great. That was freaking him.
The fact that we were like, okay, man.
Cam from Nina texting and listening in Green Bay. We were talking about the adult diapers. That is absolutely insane considering they called face masks face diapers. Remember that, my friends? Face diapers. For all the people who didn't want to mask up because it was it's too hard. Such an infringement.
I'm putting this mask over my freedom.
I even heard U.S. Ambassador Mike Hawk was seen at one of those rallies where people were wearing adult diapers on the outside of their clothing to show their support for it. Now convicted felon Donald Trump. Sue, listening here on WAPK, Sue from the 414, why don't they play the tape of him saying it for him when he denies it? Just watch this clip. Absolutely, Sue, but that's what an actual journalist would do. Because he was appearing on Fox and Friends, which is a special edition of Sunday Fox and Friends. No one's going to call him on it.
It's a fun episode. Play back. Nice. Back in the
right.
We got another. This is another one that L.A. Tom sent here. It's important to remember because from the moment judgment came down, Tom says, why did they get over 22 emails from Trump campaign asking for donations? I mean, they've been raising cannabis since the millisecond
happened. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
They're broke. And they need money. They can't get a PRNC because PRNC is a big money. They're not making money.
Well, any donation, any money that the RNC gets is going to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So if you're a different Republican candidate, good luck. You're on your own. You better raise your own money because you're not going to be getting any from the RNC. Brendan Lewis on the live stream says they even had the stones to say that Biden should pardon him. Sherry is just encapsulating everything is rigged. Absolutely. Everything is rigged.
Clinton.
Who testified for 11 hours, by the way?
Yeah. That's justice right now. Process.
When we can't see. You can ask me. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And I know I always mention this at the very end of the show, but it really does mean everything to us that you engage and call and text and leave comments on the live stream. It just makes it a lot more fun and a lot more. We learn stuff too.
Then I just blame me. You as a person. Oh.
Carmella, it was really lovely. It was. The weather was not fantastic. We ended up taking it down about 10:15, 10:30. But I met some very nice people who came over and said they love the show, they love Civic Media, and all we ask is that spread the word.
Spread the word. Hey, come on down and have a conversation. You said nobody
came. We had two chairs. David was there with me, but I was more than willing to, if you want to come and have it, a long form discussion. That's a good place to do it because we have time constraints here. So,
yeah.
Quickly before we go to the bottom of the hour news, Hunter Biden and several members of his family are in federal court today. It's jury selection for the first of what could be two federal trials. Hunter Biden is required to be there every day on his trial for gun charges. This is from a 2018 gun purchase in Delaware where he did not admit that he was a drug user and was apparently still using drugs. So that is my understanding of it. But what stood out to me was that President Biden came out with a statement today. Here's what it says. I am the president, but I am also a dad. Jill and I love her son, and we are so proud of the man he is today. Hunter's resilience in the face of adversity and strength he has brought to his recovery, and it's inspiring to us. A lot of families have loved ones who have overcome addiction and know what we mean. As president, I don't and won't comment on pending federal cases. As a dad, I have boundless love for my son, confidence in him, and respect for his strength. Our family's been through a lot. Jill and I are going to continue to be there for Hunter and our family with our love and support. And if one of Donald Trump's children was in the same situation and facing the same kind of charges, what would be here, Greg Bach?
This is a witch hunt against me. They're using my kids against me.
I guess if I'd admit it.
It's rigged.
Taught me how to drink.
They hate
me. It's unfair. They're targeting my family members.
He would say, like, they're being unfair to my family. He'd still make it about himself. They're going after him. They're not going after my children.
To get to me.
It's always about me.
$100
maybe the most selfish person I've ever witnessed.
We have news coming up. Just a reminder as well, next hour, the Scotty Summer Contest. Statewide text to win, so make sure you download the Civic Media app before 11 o'clock. And then you can play. You're going to have to text the word that I give you next hour via the app. So go to your app store, download the Civic Media app, and you will be all ready to rock and roll when we kick off our Scotty Summer Contest coming up after 11 o'clock. News is next. Keep it right here. You're listening to Matt Hare on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Trial in Wilmington, Delaware. The jury will hear opening statements in a case involving a checkbox on a federal form.
prosecutors say Hunter Biden lied when he ticked the box that said he was not an unlawful user of or addicted to drugs. The president's son has since publicly acknowledged his addiction, and prosecutors intend to use his own book and photographs as evidence. The jurors include several gun owners, relatives of addicts, and a man who once pleaded guilty to driving the vehicle.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. The Israeli military announced that four more hostages taken during the Hamas sneak attack October 7th are dead. It's believed there are about 80 hostages remaining alive. William Lewis of Burbank, Illinois, a Chicago suburb, pleaded guilty to using wasp and hornet spray against police officers during the January 6th insurrection attempt, sentencing December 18th. This is ABC News.
Said, I think at the end of the day, this conviction will be overturned by the appeals court in the appeals process.
Stiles speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. Democrat Gwen Moore says she trusted the justice process to come to the right conclusion. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Showbiz beat. Anyone want some hot gossip? Yes, please. There is new information about the failed marriage between Golden Bachelor Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist. At first, it was thought the couple split because neither was willing to move. A Hollywood Reporter says it was really that Turner lied about not dating anyone after his wife passed away in 2018. A woman named Carolyn came forward saying Turner asked her to move in with him, but then broke up with her because she gained 10 pounds shortly before a class reunion. So, does anyone else find it hard to believe someone who wants reality show attention can be that shallow? Me neither. Three Body Problem will have at least a three-season run. Netflix announced that the sci-fi drama will produce two more seasons. Netflix confirmed an order for two more seasons, totaling three, which would match the amount of books in the trilogy. The show chronicles humankind's first encounter with aliens and is much easier to understand than its glowing title. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rod Fitrice. Any showers and storms ending. We'll see some patchy fog and plentiful cloud cover at 6:05 sunrise. A light and variable wind. Showers and storms around for Tuesday. Mostly cloudy skies. Dusty south winds in the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
The Todd Alma Show.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to buy a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app at Crypto.
Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, Congressman Mark Pocan and one of the 3rd District candidates for Congress, State Assembly Rep. Katrina Shanklin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning.
Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call. You can text at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. We're very excited to have our next guest join us so we can talk about recycling and reusing and not throwing things in landfills.
I like that idea.
Yep, me too. Caitlin Wee is our guest, AmeriCorps Sustainability, a Vista for Habitat for Humanity. Caitlin, how are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are wonderful and looking forward to learning more about this. I had found this article that was from University of La Crosse, and this goes back to March, but you just kind of went through this. This was a program aimed at college kids at the end of the school year, and then you've got your little microwave, and you've got all this stuff, and you necessarily want to take it all home. And so a lot of that stuff ended up in dumpsters, which then goes into our landfills. And you guys kind of wanted to come up with a better way to do this so we can reuse some of that stuff. Because not all, but a lot of it is perfectly good.
Oh, yeah. The majority, probably about 80% of the items are perfectly fine to go into new homes again. I'm sure we all remember moving out of college and you're just in that time crunch and you gotta go, and there's not enough space in the car. So, dumpster diversion is pretty simple. I mean, you set up a station where people can come and leave their items that are still good that they're not taking home with them and just kind of go from there. There's plenty of need in the communities all across the country, so it's kind of a no-brainer to put these things back in a way that's useful for everybody, especially serving older.
Absolutely. So what kind of stuff are we talking about? Little fridges, I suppose?
Yeah, so every college campus is built different. I did this at Marist College for 2 years, and we got a ton of, like, food items, mini fridges, storage containers, microwaves, that kind of deal. Over at UWL, it's a lot more larger furniture items. Some of the stuff is coming from off campus. We got 41 sofas, 43 futons, 143 rugs. Rugs is a lot of ways you can join.
Wow.
About 22 microwaves. It's pretty crazy.
You know, and it's interesting that you mentioned that rugs are expensive.
Yeah.
Even rugs for, like, your kitchen, just one that runs underneath the sink.
Yeah.
Rugs are expensive, and I can see where if you're struggling with money, that's not necessarily something that's going to be a high on your priority list.
No, yeah. The thing is, I mean, it's college kids, so you can just imagine the traction and types of things that happened on those rugs. But it's only $25 $25 to get them cleaned up, and they're good as new right afterwards. So it's like, why not? Why not just spend the $25, you can buy it for $5, and move on with your day. Really nice rugs.
And that was the question I had is with regard to at least the rugs, they don't have to be clean, they just drop them off as is, and you take care of that?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
What about the couches?
The couches, we'll take them as is too. I mean, some of them right now, we found them in the pod still, and they're missing a couple of legs, but for somebody that's super down to, like, fix up some furniture, it's an easy fix, you know? Legs are $15 on Amazon. Same with futons. Futons are missing some legs. $15. Get whatever pair you want.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm curious what the kids thought about it and what the reaction was.
Here we go.
Afterwards.
If I had big arms,
yeah, like so Aaron we haven't Tippin, really heard much from the kids.
I can have all the country girls
the
sleeping.
Event was actually happening. A lot of them didn't really seem to know McCoy, what was going on, but the pod still filled up quite a bit. And we didn't have to tip the bar for the dumpsters that they bring off at all the entire time that we were there. But the biggest response was actually from the parents. They were like, we love that you guys are doing this. It's so great because they don't want to see their stuff going to waste either.
I'm sure.
I was going to say, I was a parent like, what's that?
But in some cases, again, it's just, and it's kind of horrifying when you think about how many sofas did you say you guys got?
If I had your trays, famous smile,
to put it in perspective, I'd have women do the old whole wild.
I'd just like Tracy Bird, I'd give them love lessons like
just
this.
Just think about 41 couches.
Jump
going
around
to
like Brooks and Dunn, the little Miss Hawk.
We don't think about that. That's why, like, we don't think about that.
If I could grin like Rick Conway and say your hello,
out of sight, out of mind. But, especially when there are ones with much better bones that have been in circulation for quite a while.
I have a couch that was my parents' that they probably bought in the 1960s. You couldn't destroy that. Seriously. That thing, that couch will never die.
Exactly.
That's today's conflict. Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, we've had our furniture in our house for less than 2 years, and I start thinking about, all right, it's going to be time to upgrade, get rid of it. Well, I think myself, I think when I was growing up, I think it comes for like 10 years.
Oh, yes. We had six kids, and we had the same couch for a decade.
Yeah, back in my parents' house, we've had the same couches since before I was a baby. And really, all they need is a little bit of new upholstery.
Yeah. And Camera Mina is texting him. He's listening in Green Bay. IKEA is sexy for the various parts you can grab for cheap to make repairs like legs. I build my entire desk with IKEA parts, and I always get compliments. Cam also says college students in homes with cooking spaces should pick up a solid cast iron pan for cheap. Those things are invincible. That's very true.
Now, Kaylin, this program is at UW-La Crosse, and you said you did it at your college as well.
Yeah, back when I was in school. Leave
it up. Are there plans to move this outwards throughout the state to various UW campuses?
We have not yet entered into any of those talks. I think we're just trying to get our system at UW-La Crosse down pat first. But UW-La Crosse is not the only college campus in La Crosse. We've got Turbo, we've got Western Technical College, not to mention all of the different rental units for the college kids that are constantly churning out and switching over.
Sure.
So there are lots of opportunities other than just UWL to keep this program moving and divert more. My body's withered. It's a pretty sad sight when you're driving through the streets right after during those 2 weeks and you see everything on the curb. And even though it's great, like, you can come and pick something up for free, you got to think about water quality. As soon as it rains, that stuff is ruined.
Yep.
And then you have microscopic pollutants entering runoff and going into our rivers, lakes, and streams. So
it's got to get it. Once water hits it, it's a mess.
Toasted Sunday. Also, there's something to be said about, like, people will go into whether you're doing, because I know that you have the Restore for Habitat. If you go into a Restore and you see a couch, you're like, I want to buy that couch. Whereas I feel like there can be a stigma of, like, driving down the street and seeing a couch. I'm going to pick that couch up. And someone says, where'd you get that? I picked them off the road, you know. But if you know it's been clean, it's been, like, cared for, and you can buy it from, and it's, the money is going to a great organization like Habitat. We've had Habitat representatives on the show before, and that's an added bonus.
If you're just joining us, Caitlin Wheatley is our guest. She's with AmeriCorps, a sustainability vista, and we're talking about a new program that they started at UW-La Crosse this year. So when college kids move out, they don't just throw everything into the garbage, especially for, you know, items like rugs and couches and chairs and microwaves and little fridges. Brendan on the live stream says, think of all the towns that have been wiped out by tornadoes and hurricanes just this year. Save your parents from having to rent the big truck to take all that stuff home. Brendan is wondering, Caitlin, if you have set up any kind of outreach with other organizations that deal with disasters like the Red Cross or anything like that.
We have not at this moment in time. Before this, like, the plan is really to give it to other nonprofit organizations that are dealing directly, providing services to homeless populations and trying to get connected with new housing. Yes. It would be great if we could find a transitional housing organization in our area, so that way we could kind of pass things on to the turnout 3 to 6 months. They're always looking for new furniture, new items so that they can take them with them to their next homes. But the other challenge we face, especially in terms of connecting with disaster relief programs, is that these items aren't small. They're not easy to transport.
Right.
What really would depend where that organization is, if they have the ability to get down here, to pick things up, or if we don't necessarily have the capacity
to transport it,
to go and drop things off. Not because we don't have a truck or anything, but just because our truck drivers are doing this daily pickup and all that kind of thing. So I think it's great
maybe take that out of the mission. Talk to your local Red Cross and we can do something like that.
As you said, okay, there's about the mechanism of getting these items to these people, and unfortunately, when something like this hits, the numbers are so great, and the need is instantaneous, right? The help they need it right now. Well, I think this is just a terrific thing. I would love to see how this grows over the years. And this is all funded by the Habitat, or is this an AmeriCorps program?
So this is not an AmeriCorps program. This is a Habitat program, and it's going to be using our services, like our repair personnel.
Habitat for Humanity is a wonderful, wonderful organization and has done so much good. And I guess I just always will think of Jimmy Carter, even well into his 80s. Jimmy and Rosalind Carter still going to building sites and hammering things and, just how hands-on they were as a couple of things. It's really very inspiring. If people want to get involved with Habitat,
or a local Habitat website near you. There are always opportunities to volunteer, whether it's in a ReStore, on a build site. We understand that everybody is coming into it with different levels of experience. So it's a great time. You meet a great bunch of great
people. Hello, everyone.
So
Brian
on my
from
first day at a
right
build
now,
site,
we are
it's unlikely they would put me in charge of, like, putting on the roof.
The MS-170 or the MS-163. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. You need new chains for your present saw. Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet Store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Our guest.
Attention,
with AmeriCorps Sustainability Vista.
Father's Day is just around the corner.
Habitat,
and we've got an incredible giveaway just for you.
Thank you so very much for joining us. Let's talk next year, and we'll talk to you in the lead up to this so more kids can hopefully take part.
Be the seventh caller and get registered to win amazing prizes.
Absolutely. Stay close.
The drawing will be held Friday morning, June 14th, during the 7 o'clock hour. Our grand prize includes 4 Brewer tickets and a Gladiator refrigerator from Town & Country TV and Appliance. But that's not all. We have plenty of other fantastic prizes up for grabs, like a $50 gift certificate from Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, a $50 gift certificate from Napa, and 2 rounds of 9 holes of golf with a cart. Plus, you could win 4 rounds of 18 holes with a cart from House on the Rock Attraction and Resort. It's easy to enter. Just be the 7th caller when you hear,
I love my daddy. I love my daddy.
Celebrate Father's Day the right way. The WRCO Radio Father's Day giveaway. Good luck and happy Father's Day.
Rank it.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. questions sometimes from folks about whether or not you should buy silver or gold. You know, the actual physical metal itself. Buy it, put it in a safe, or put it in your backyard or something. And I get it. There's something to the allure of a precious metal. Gold is tangible. Gold used to prop up the value of the U.S. dollar. It's been about 50 years since that was the case. But some people back feel and like forth buying from gold to shack, or silver can safeguard the moonshine their money in uncertainty. If you don't get the picture by now, then wait a minute. She got a Bible, she's born again, she got a shotgun, she made a free sin, she got a rebel, rousing, pride, friends, and gold. She got a transam, she got horses, cows, and Dixie chicks, goes on.
WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
She plants 50 acres with seed in the hole. Come fall, you get lost in the tall corn row.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Mayer on air. Jane is there, Greg Box, and Kelby on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call
you might see
text at
855-752-4842-855-757.
Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook and YouTube.
She got a Bible, she's born again.
That was a really good That's just, it's, you know what's really interesting about it is how simple the idea of, like, of course, don't throw your stuff out. Take it to the milk, leave it, just know what you know, it still works.
Well, and I think I would like to clarify also that the Restores for Habitat for Humanity, they're not a junk drop-off place. This isn't a place where you go to drop off a thing that really does belong in the trash.
Yeah.
You know, these are things that are going to be repurposed and reused, and so in decent shape for sure. You don't want to find a couch with a bunch of stuff.
Wait a minute. She got a Bible, she's born again, she got a shotgun, she ain't afraid to sin, she got a rebel, rousing, rowdy, friend singing.
That's what, like, the Restore.
It's just not your style.
No, it could be my style. I just don't care.
What is?
We'll have to go to a Restore.
If we just start going to half the places, it's like what's coming up in the next hour, James?
Next hour, okay, here's what you need to do, and you should probably do this right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right
now. Go to wherever you get your apps for your phone, whether it's the Google Store, the App Store on Google, or if you're on the other fancy phone, go to your place where you get your things. And you want to download the Civic Media app, so go to the App Store, and then just search for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C. Civic Media, and download the Civic Media app. And that,
free.
It's free. It's absolutely free. And that gives you the chance to not only listen to every single show on every single, across every single station in the state, but then you can call and text directly to the show that you're listening to. So you're listening in Oshkosh on WISS, you're listening in Green Bay on WGBW, or here in Waukesha on WAUPA. So that's what you want to do. Go like download the app, and then pick us for right now.
I can't think straight.
Man, they're on air. WAUK. And then next hour, after the 11 o'clock news, we're going to give you the word of the hour. Says, son, you're gonna get fired. And then you'll have the entire hour from 11 until 12 to text in this word via the app. And then this is going to get you in the running for a whole bunch of really cool prizes. This is a statewide text-to-win contest, but every hour, one winner per hour. It's a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Every day, one person will win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Cup-level seats. And then there will be two grand prize winners overall. They get to pick a unique summer staycation. To get there and back.
What a beautiful,
what?
What a beautiful mess I'm in.
So you can pick from either Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake.
That That
speaks to you?
It makes me want to quit this job. Just so I can enter, because I love pontoon boots. So I would never own another boat.
Just a kind of floating experience.
Floating living room. Pontoon boats is the way to go, baby.
Or Lake Geneva State at Harbor Shores, or a Door County State at the Ridges Inn. So two people are going to have a chance to pick their grand prize getaway, their summer's vacation, their Fort Atchison, Nottingham Lake, the Mountain, Lake Geneva, at Harbor Shores, or a Door County State at the Ridges Inn. And Suites. So be listening right after the news, about 11:06, 11:07. We'll have a chance to text them.
On a similar note, I believe that you said that there is a competition.
It's kind of an unspoken unspoken cup. Because last time we did this, Todd got the most responses. We were, I believe, Matt Aaron and I was third. Which is very, I was very happy. Very respectable.
Trying to get back. Andrew from Davis texted our fun flash earlier that the Garden Statewide Scotty sweepstakes, are you going to be turning off the app during the All Bus Show to ensure you meet him? What I'm going to say, Andrew, is I can neither confirm nor deny that idea. So you best text us during our show because they're maybe
one thing. Things get glitchy sometimes, people.
Oh, so glitchy. Especially from 12 to 2.
What a beautiful
thing. Technology's weird.
Andrew from Maine. Do you mean this Civic Media app, which is totally and completely free? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The marketplace is rigged. If you pay for this level of awesome. Thank you, Andrew.
The live stream today and the text messages are blowing up, as always. Hello to Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Sherry and Horicott, we love hearing from you. It's just lots of interaction, and we love that. Thank you so much for reaching out to us.
I was just 15,
it means the world to us that you make yourself a part of the show, live stream, or texting, or calling.
And you can also, Jane says at civicmedia.us.
What do they do with that,
Jane? If you want to send an email, you have a suggestion for a guest, you have a suggestion for a show topic, just send us an email, Jane says at civicmedia.us. When we return, we're going to do a run. It's been a while. We're going to do a run of the good, the bad. Please, let's not do this.
My mama kept calling me home.
And then at 11:33, this card game has been around for 52 years. And it's bigger than ever. And I've never played it. So I
went
out one night in June.
That's coming up at 11:33, so stay with us. News is on the way next. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
With my favorite jeans and a cheap guitar, I ran off chasing the distant star. Buddy, I'm a good baby that you are. I figured I could do. I thought happiness was love of Texas in the rearview mirror. Smile, the same old smile that I've grown up with. The lady in red just wanted my last dime. And I cried myself to sleep at night. Too dumb to run,
this
too scared
from
to fight.
The center, WRC.
Too proud to admit.
Crude and dumb.
At the time.
Tune in to the Tuesday edition of the Devil's Skeptics Radio Show. We got a friend joining us is Joe Sepecki, Democratic strategist, friend of ours. Tune in, come Devils.
Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's really awesome.
Because now I know. Now we have
this song. Jimmy's talking to me now. I know. Now you
You're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxInc.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.